Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Laodicea. Now that's a church with a vision. She saw herself to be wealthy, prosperous, and without need. If vision statements would have been in vogue back then, and thank God they were not, no doubt that it would have read something like this. First Church of Laodicea offers dynamic worship, vibrant outreach, and warm, caring community. No doubt that she prided herself in being a centrist church, neither too far to the right or to the left, taking a responsible middle path as she snuggled up to a prestigious culture. There is safety in the center. No danger there of being labeled an extremist. Satisfied with her vision, with her assessment of her own effectiveness and success, the church in Laodicea was lulled into a sleepy complacency that could not recognize the tepid, insipid character of her own compromised ecclesial existence. The words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, are unsettling words. They are unsettling words for this church that had accommodated itself to live within the contours and confines of respectability. The Lord Jesus Christ knows her lifeless works. He knows that she is neither hot nor cold. He knows her pretensions to riches. But in fact, she is poor. He knows her vaunted visionary claims. But he reveals her spiritual blindness, her short-sightedness for the things of God. He knows the pomp of her self-posturing and how she fences herself as decked out in splendor. But he exposes her shameful nakedness. The Lord's verdict is severe. He will not stomach the lukewarm complacency of a self-satisfied church that is neither frigid nor fervent. Jesus pronounces judgment on this half-baked church. What would Jesus do? He would vomit. I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now the words that the Lord Christ gives to his servant, the angel of the church at Laodicea, are not words that beckon the congregation to stir up its own enthusiasm, or to find some way of igniting a fire to heat up this lethargic organization, to awaken this sleeping giant. No, he offers no programs for parish renewal, no three-ring binders or video series that might whip the congregation into shape. Rather, the Lord Jesus Christ looks in pity on this flabby little flock, and in that divine compassion, he holds out to that flock and to us his gifts, his gracious endowments that alone have the power to enliven the church and to make her strong under the cross. Through the prophet Isaiah, God invited Israel to come to him and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now the Lord Jesus Christ calls the Laodiceans and us to receive from him gifts that will not perish or fade away. He invites us to obtain from him the treasures of an eternal inheritance, more precious than gold, for it was purchased with his holy blood. He beckons us to don the white robes of baptismal righteousness, that our sin might be covered and our shame dressed in his holiness. With mud, he anointed the eyes of a blind man and restored to him the gift of sight. The touch of his forgiving word still opens eyes blinded by sin to the glory of his mercy. Our Lord's call to the Laodiceans is his Advent call to you. It is the call to repentance and faith that issues from his everlasting love for sinners, even lukewarm sinners, complacent and culturally compromised sinners. And so he comes. He comes with the invitation to you, inviting you to dine with him, to eat at his table. It is the call of the faithful and true witness to the intimacy of his altar, where he shows himself to be our Emmanuel as he gives us his body to eat and the cup of his New Testament to drink. It is the call to live under him in his kingdom in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity as your brother and Savior. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.